following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show, and Stinky's been patiently waiting there. Good morning, Stinky. How you doing?
Good morning, Vic. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great.
Doing good. Good to hear from you. Hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been in town here of recent. Been out and about all over the place. And just haven't had a chance to get back in the boat for fishing. But the name of that creek the gentleman was speaking of over there, off of Beaver, I think, is McGurk's Creek.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I knew it was McGurk's Creek.
Yeah. That actually starts back out off of Old Plank Road, and it runs all the way
to McGurk Creek
to over there in the Ortega River. Where it dumps in.
Yeah. Have you fished that over, Stinky?
Way long time ago.
Yeah.
Quite a long time ago. Supposedly the area that my sister and brother-in-law live in that backs up to that creek was, they found a few Civil War articles, so they've got supposedly there's a bunch of that area there that Civil War troops came through.
Oh, wow.
Actually, that, now that you bring that up, there's an old earthworks camp, Civil War camp. Fort Milton is what it's called.
Yeah, it's a great place.
And it's right back there.
Right off Halcema.
Yeah, back by Old Plank Road. Yeah, it's right off of Halcema, back by Old Plank Road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a little ways down by Halcema.
That's a big, big swamp-like area back in there. And that's
correct.
And that's where that creek starts.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the show, as I always do, and I just want to pass that info to you because figured somebody might want to know.
Well, I appreciate that because we were, sometimes the things leave, some of our brains aren't young anymore.
Right.
So we get these little brain freezes and it just kind of disappears and it comes to you later on, but it's usually a couple hours when you're not thinking about it.
Nah.
That actually, brain farts. Four of us, we got it right today.
There you go.
Actually, that camp, the old Civil War camp there, the North was marching towards Old Lusty, and that was a pre-battle to Old Lusty in that area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they do a real good reenactment every year. I think sometime around October, it's excellent. They got the cannons firing. They got their muskets out there, their pistols, all black powder, and all sounds good.
Yeah, it actually, that reenactment at Fort Milton is a week before the Old Lusty reenactment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a good time, man, if you want to go out there and see those costumes and hear black powder going off. That's a great place.
Yeah,
I sure appreciate that, Stinky. It was good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, well, keep catching them. Keep the I guess we hope for fair skies and tight lines, right?
All right, that's
exactly.
It appreciate it, buddy.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Great to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Let's get Kelly on this morning. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Appreciate y'all having me on the show this morning.
Sure. And who are you with
now? I work for the American Sport Fishing Association. We're actually a trade association, so we have all sorts of members from bait and tackle shops to manufacturers to clothing and accessories and rods and reels and boats and all that stuff in between. So we represent everybody who wants to go fish.
Alrighty, and you wanted to call us this morning and kind of talk. When I was talking to the lady the other day on the phone, confirming you was going to call this morning, she said you had some specific stuff you wanted to kind of discuss.
Yeah, I really wanted to kind of touch on the potential red snapper season in the South Atlantic, which would, I think, be a big help for your folks over there in Jacksonville. I'm actually in Tallahassee, but grew up over there, so I know it pretty well. And so the South Atlantic Federal Fisheries Management Council has basically said that they feel like that there can be a red snapper season in federal waters over there, starting hopefully in mid to late July for a couple of short weekends, at least to start. And NOAA Fisheries has to make the final decision on that. And so they really need to hear from anglers in the area, in particular, kind of what their thoughts are. And so there's actually a comment form that folks can fill out and, you know, kind of say what they think. Do they think there should be? Do they think there shouldn't be? We've seen, I think, on the water, we've been hearing from folks that they're actually seeing a lot of red snapper. And some of the new information that the council looked at to kind of make this recommendation also show that there's increasing numbers. So we're hopeful and supportive of a limited season to start with and hopeful for expanded opportunities in the future.
Well, I know they've opened them. Matter of fact, last year they actually had an extra weekend because the weather was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And opened it up. But, I mean, we all know here, you know, that fish in this area you know how many snappers out there, and it's just crazy. I mean, you go out and catch 35 snapper trying to get your 7 sea bass. I mean, it's just unbelievable, and it's been a kind of a sore subject all up and down Florida coast, as well as Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, because that's the South Atlantic borderlines there. Are the comments are still going to be taken until June the 18th?
Yes, and folks can actually go. We have an action alert up on our website, which is keepamericafishing.org. If you click on the take action button, scroll down, you'll see where it says South Atlantic Red Snapper, and you click on that, and there's actually a pre-populated form that folks can take a look at and modify or send it in as is, however they want to basically have their comments registered. So we're really hopeful. I'm glad you mentioned the brief 2017 season. That was also based on the same information that they've used to recommend the 2018 season. And one of the really cool things about that that extra weekend had to do with the electronic reporting component that the council is trying to really push and get anglers to participate in. And what that is you can actually record if you're planning to go on a fishing trip and then whether you actually are able to complete that trip or not. And if so, what did you catch? Did you use a descending device? Those sorts of things are really valuable information. And because folks use that, that it was actually a web-based reporting app or reporting site for the 2017 season, but they're going to have an app out called My Fish Count for the 2018 season. But because folks reported that the weather was so bad that they weren't able to go out, that there were a lot of abandoned trips, that was how they were able to justify adding an additional weekend. Which, granted, probably wasn't much better weather-wise, but at least it was a kind of a positive reinforcement that, hey, we're going to take this information that you're giving us and hopefully use it to your benefit. That's kind of the long-term plan.
Well, and if they open the season in July like they were talking about doing, possibly, I mean, the weather's going to be a whole lot better because we know in July, even though you have these afternoon thunderstorms, you usually don't have the nor'easters and stuff like you do in November and all. And that's one of the things that, of course, keeps people from being able to get out there and fish for them, you know, in that time of the year. So, I mean, there's so many red snapper out there now, they would be able to go out there even in June and get them, you know, and get their one fish per person. But do you think, I mean, after all of this, do you think they'll ever get to the point to where they'll have like an open season for several days like they do in the Gulf?
I'm hoping. I don't know that it'll ever be. It may not be 40, at least not to start with, but I'm hoping that long term that we will have some bigger opportunities for folks to get out on the water and enjoy fishing.
Kelly, you said that website was keepamericafishing.org?
Yes.
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 And there's also myfishcount.com is where folks can take a look at the reporting information.
Oh, okay. Myfishcount.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, if you would, I mean, if you want to, you know, we can try to get you back on here like next week here or whatever, remind everybody. And, you know, I have this information on these websites, but if you get a chance to call, maybe we can get some more people that are not tuned in today, but tune in next week and get them fired up to make some comments.
I'll be happy to do that. I'll give you a buzz at the same time.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second because we're going on break. Okay.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I see, Bill, you had to hang up, but if you want to call back, I'll get you back on here, as soon as you can call back or whatever. And I know you was out there yesterday. I'd like to hear what you wind up doing. When we talked on the water yesterday, you were having about the same amount of luck I was having, it seemed like. But anyway, also want to mention everybody, Captain Mike Darvo is going to be one of our new sponsors again. And Captain Mike's doing a mobile marine service on Yamahas. So if you need your oil change, water pump change, all this stuff, and you don't have time to take it to a shop and leave it for several days or whatever, you can call Captain Mike Darvo at 614-3423. That's 614-3423, and he'll come to your house and do the maintenance for you. Spark plugs and fuel filter changes, oil changes, water pumps, just a variety of things. So give him a call and talk to him, and that way you don't have to take your boat to the shop and leave it for a week just to get something done on it or more.
That's a unique idea that Mike's come up with there. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard of a mobile boat shop. The only problem with that is, when's Mike going to have time to fish?
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Yeah, he might have to loan out that boat and somebody keep his boat running.
Right.
So, you catch a lot of keeper reds where you fish down there? I'm not going to ask you where you fish, because if you put it on the air, you might have a bunch of company down there.
No, most of the reds down there
are too big.
Yeah, they're too big. Yeah.
Fun to catch, though.
Yeah, they are.
blast to catch.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't catch any of them, but it's, you know, fishing with children is one of the most wonderful things you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To see
you got that right.
And watch them and the enjoyment they get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it teaches life skills. Another thing I do with JJ is play golf. And you talk about a game that will build character. It's pretty neat.
Deal. Yeah, it's great. It's outdoors and not sitting in front of a keyboard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The only golf I've ever done is putt-putt.
Putt-putt.
You know. Goonie golf and putt-putt.
Some of these courses I've gone to TPC to the players, you know, several times, and you get out there and get and walk that area, it's incredibly beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV, but
You know,
I haven't done it myself.
The more you can do with your children and your grandchildren, it's just only making not just America better, but making the world better.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
And we have a big problem with that nowadays, that children are not loved by their parents. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. All they want is love and attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. And so what do? They turn to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How bad people are ignorant.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It is. But, I mean, when you realize and you get kids, I mean, usually like my dad didn't have to worry about me, you know, even when I was an older teenager or anything, as far as, you know, like where I was at on Friday night, because actually I was at home, you know, getting my stuff ready to go fishing in the morning.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, it was kind of weird because my mother had thought at one point I probably would never get married because, you know.
You're fishing.
instead of
where's
out dating.
Where's the wedding? Well, we're going to have it on the boat over here.
Yeah. instead of out dating, I was fishing, you know. But
yeah, my mom knew when I was out all night. She wouldn't get a call from the Dade County Sheriff's Department. She's going to see me rolling in the driveway with a big smile on my face because I've been snook fishing all night and got into the fish good.
Listen to the caller we just had there. I want to remind everybody about this. You can make your comments. You get on keepamericafishing.org, and that's O-R-G, keepamericafishing.org. And also to look at the results, you can look at myfishcount.com. So check that out. Please make your comments about the red snapper fishery, because we sure need to get that, you know. We need to get that changed.
Actually, I like that idea because it's not going to take you no time. You know, you could Google keepamericafishing.org, go on there, make your comments, in 5 minutes you'll be done.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a big deal. If you love fishing... If you love snapper fishing, offshore fishing, you take the 5 minutes
to get on there
and fill out the comment area.
Yeah, it's easy to be complacent and think it doesn't matter. But we've got a new government and seems to be more for the people, and things are changing. And if you take a few minutes and get on it, and if we all start making some noise, it will be heard.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, it's just, you know, they're wanting to hear from you. And if you kind of, you know, if they don't get any comments, I mean, they just figure, you know, nobody cares. So they do what they want to do, you know.
Well, the reason we need to do it is one reason is sitting right here.
Yeah.
In the station here with us.
Yeah.
And that's for our grandchildren.
Exactly.
If we don't do something about it, they're not going to be able to fish in years to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an initiative out there that doesn't really make their mission statement known, but they want no hooks in the water and they want no powered engines in the water.
Exactly.
And they're not saying it, but that's what they want.
Well, there's one organization that said about 5 or 6 years ago they would have fishing completely banned by the year 2020.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that is the Wildlife Defense Fund.
Crazy.
Yeah. They do not want. They're a nonprofit organization that got $342 million in donations in 2016.
and nonprofit now. $342 million, and I'm sorry, $392 million in donations. And of course, you know, the people that have these organizations like that, they need something to protect or they won't get donations. And all their chairmen of the board and stuff like that are all knocking down about $300,000 a year, you know, mm-hmm. in salaries. So, you know, they don't want people to be, you know, they need something to be able to save. It's like when they saved all the wolves up in, you know, the northern part, Midwest of the United States. They were had a big campaign going to save the wolves. So they got them protected so much up there, the wolves started getting overpopulated and killing farm animals and stuff. And
bears, too.
You know, and and I mean, it's just stuff like that. You can't, you know, you can't expect to have an overpopulation of wolves and not have some people affected as far as like farmers with their farm animals and things. But what I worry about is a wolf don't care if it's a kid in the yard or if it's a calf, you know, and that's the thing. And, you know, these people are have their organizations based in Washington and all where they know they get more publicity. They don't really care what happens over there. They're not over there.
Look at all these.
The only thing they care about is that $300,000 paycheck that they're getting every year.
Exactly. Look at all the bear sightings that we see now that we didn't have a problem with before. Look at all the vultures. Okay. I mean, all these protected species.
What about all the
money? Money, money. That's all they want.
What about all the alligators you're hearing about in people's swimming pools?
Yeah, and also the coyotes. Now the coyotes are being a big problem here lately. You know, coyotes is just running rampant. So. You know, but, you know, it's got to be give and take. And taking 5 minutes out to make a comment, you know, is great because then, you know, we know that people love the red snapper fish. When they have that three-day weekend open, I mean, my gosh, the boat ramps are full. People are going out there, and they'll go out there in 6 or 8 foot seas just to get their one red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you they want them bad, you know.
Right.
So please, you know, please make a comment on there. So, you know, but...
We'll
mention
first.
It again. We'll mention it again next week, you know, but, you know.
Got to be safe out there.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, let me put my headphones on, give them my 2 cents worth. You know, if you get rid of the fishermen, look how many jobs you're going to put out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
It's a $9 billion industry in the state of Florida.
People that make the boats, the fishing gear, the repair people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People like you.
All your tackle manufacturers, there's stuff. All your people don't think about all your trolling motor manufacturers. Batteries. Can you imagine how many batteries goes in boats? I've got five batteries in my boat. You know, fixing to buy three more because my three on my troll motor, I think, is getting a little weak. But then you have ice that we go through tons of ice. Let me tell you, fishermen go through tons of ice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime because it melts right away. That's one thing I hate to buy because, you know, you buy it and you pour it out when you're through.
Well, there's an old saying, boat means break out another 1,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go right there.
But, you know, a lot of people don't realize, too, that when we have people, I mean, last Monday I had John down from Pennsylvania and his family. I mean, people come down, they stay in hotels, you know, they eat at restaurants, things like that. I mean, it's a big industry that, you know, a lot of people don't realize. But, yeah, glad you brought that up, Alan.
Yeah, good point, Alan, because when they shut down the red snapper, they put a bunch of skippers.
Yeah.
In a bad place.
They did. Matter of fact, I mean, you know, good friend of mine, I mean, he used to be, you know, out there on the mule train and stuff, and he's, you know, he's doing another job now, of course, you know, but, you know, that's what he loved to do, and that's what he did for a living is go out there and commercial snapper fish, you know, and grouper fish and all
that. I miss seeing that boat.
Yeah. But anyway, give us a call, 222-8255, and I guess Bill got tied up, or Bill might be out there fishing. I don't know. He didn't call us back, so we'll see. But anyway, 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says topics at the upcoming June 12th summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un will not include the presence of U.S. troops in South Korea. President Trump says he'll be focusing on the end of North Korea's nuclear program and that the U.S. does not plan to impose any additional sanctions on North Korea for the time being. Employers picked up the hiring pace last month. That came despite fears in some minds caused by the likelihood of a trade dispute with China. Average hourly pay rose by 2.7% from a year ago, a slightly faster annual rate than seen in the month of April. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has arrived in Beijing for talks on China's promise to buy more American goods after Washington ratcheted up tensions with a new threat of tariff hikes on Chinese high-tech exports. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 219 points. This is SRN News.
If you're relocating within or out of the Jacksonville area or in need of residential property management or planning new construction, then you need Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build, call Home Finder Realty. And for residential property management up to 4 units, Robert McDonald has a challenge. Shop everybody else, then get the best offer from Home Finder Realty. Call 241-5501, 241-5501, or click hfrjacks.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, June 6th at 5 p.m. It's the first Wednesday Art Walk in Hemming Park in downtown Jacksonville. Friday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m., see Harry Connick Jr. in concert at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. And Saturday, June 9th at 7 p.m., it's the Florida Chamber Music Gala at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall on A1A in Ponte Vedra Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
And traffic's still pretty good around town. Watch out for the construction sites, though, especially at Beach Boulevard, Brougham Road area. Lanes are closed there. Going to be rainy today. 60% chance of showers. Cloudy through tonight. Looking for a low tonight. 74 up to 92. So summer is back in action. Currently 75 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and I want to tell Scott, if he's tuning in, I got that surf book from Sue Ellen. I want to be able to get to you. So I got your phone number. I'll call you a little bit later in case you're not tuned in. But
that is a good book and not waterproof.
Not waterproof, yeah.
Don't get yours wet like I did.
Yeah, just in case Ellen's listening in, Chris got his water, his soaked.
It went from full color to black and white, but all the good info is still in there.
That's good. That's good. She did a good job on that book.
Yes, and, she did.
Yeah, I'm
That's
surprised.
A great book.
I'm surprised it's not out more and more. You know, more and more. So, but anyway, oh look at this. Bill did call back.
All right,
let's get Bill on.
Hey,
how you doing, Bill?
So, well, I'm doing pretty good. Now I'm going out there and bending the line once in a while. It's amazing though. You know, yesterday, how many stupid mistakes I made because I hadn't fished in 10 weeks.
That's because you've been battling traffic instead of fish.
I tried to set the hook, and my drag was so loose that I didn't notice. It was a clown circus in that boat.
Well, did you wind up getting some dinner?
Yeah, I got a trout and four reds.
Oh, good.
The reds, yeah. All the reds weren't keepers, but I got enough for dinner. I got one.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, it was just nice to get out.
Yeah, yeah. And it was nice that the storms held off until, you know, late. You know, I don't know what time you left the boat ramp. You were already gone, I think, when I got back. Because we got back right at 3 o'clock. And, you know, the storms, I mean, they moved in right after we got back.
The when you left me the first time, you went around that corner, did you hang a left, go up in that little short area there?
Yeah.
Fish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go.
I saw an old man. If you know how it forks, you either go straight in or you can cut off to the left. Where
correct.
I saw an old man pull a 29-inch trout out of there one time.
Wow, man.
It would have taken a chisel, maybe a blowtorch to get the smile off his face. I mean,
yeah, that's
he had a
big
$500
trout.
boat motor trailer combo, and he was up there using Slayers, and it was 29 inches long.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's killer trout, especially being that far up in the creeks there like that, because that's what I call tractor tire creek. Have you been up in there and seen that tractor tire?
Yeah, I actually avoided saying that.
Well, I let
thanks a lot.
I let the cat out of the bag. I named that creek years and years ago. That thing's been up in there for probably I'd say 25 years.
Yeah,
you know. But
I've done good and bad, and you know, I got my track on there. And it's a pretty cool place. But I just wonder if that's the only place you could have went, because I know you don't think you can make it around all the way around there. I go all the way around there all the time.
Yeah, and you can go if you didn't turn left where you're talking about. If you just go straight, you can come all the way back to Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a pretty good area in there too. We didn't get a strike. Didn't see anything eaten. There was a lot of glass minnows in there and some mullet, and didn't see anything striking, nothing. And you know, it's—I don't know. It's, you know, I hated that tide, that particular tide that I was on there, because I mean, I liked the tide the first couple hours in the morning. That's when we got our fish, our reds. I mean, and you know, the creek reds. And then you know, once that tide gets on up to where you start, these fish start getting behind oyster beds and things like that, it gets a little hairy, because you know, a lot of people don't know to hold the rod way up high to, you know, let them work around the oyster bed, things like that. So you lose a lot of fish. You know, but also you don't get to see them pushing wakes as much, because you know, when you get in 3 foot of water, you're not going to see a redfish cruising the bottom, you know. And so some of those tides like that is I would much rather have the last couple hours outgoing low tide, first couple hours incoming for the reds and the creeks. Unless I'm going to throw top orders, you know.
Well, we're in is it Chippaquick?
Chickapit,
yeah.
Chickapit, yeah. And went up into the weeds after fish. I saw them. I was fishing on the other side of the creek, and I saw them flashing, thrashing around.
Yeah.
But by the time I found them, he'd already said, "Holy crap, there's some fool with a pole. Let's get out of here." And he pushed off out of the creek, you know, pushing a big wake. So.
Well, when you see him up,
I tell you that.
I was just going to say, when you see them up in there, sometimes there's sheep's head up in there with them, too.
Yeah, I've never caught a sheep's head out of a creek like that.
Yeah, there's sometimes just when you get, like, toward a new moon or a full moon, you know, when you get that higher water up in there, there's some pretty good-sized sheep. I mean, we've caught them, like, 8 and 9 pounds up in the flooded grass.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
Yeah. But see, a lot of times people don't catch them because of what they're fishing with, you know. You know, I like to throw crab up in there like that. That's what, how we usually catch them on that crab. They smell that crab pretty good.
Man, I'm at a bakery and they're not open yet.
Dang it. At a bakery? Huh? Oh, boy. Don't talk about that. I'm hungry.
You looking for donuts?
Llanos, this place is in a dive shopping center. It's on, I don't even know what street I'm on here. Bay Meadows, I guess. And Tojitos Colombianos. Holy smokes, they got cheese rolls that will make you rob a gas station and get money for more.
Would you call me?
Well, when are you going back out, Bill?
Monday or Tuesday.
You know, okay.
I'm a feast and famine guy, and right now I can fish any day I want, weather permitting.
Yeah. That's why I like Tuesday through Thursday.
The young man that you had there, you know, they lost that fishing rod.
Yeah.
I was first coming to Florida, we were fishing on a dock, private dock, and I'd thrown my rod out and was leaning up against the railing, and I was doing something else, of course. And all of a sudden, my rod picked up the back of it. But there was not enough leverage to flip it over the rail, but it was going. And every time it would bounce, it would get over one of the eyes. So I go running down the dock, and when I went to stop running, my feet slipped out from under me. And I'm getting ready to shoot underneath the railing, and somehow I managed to grab my rod and not fall overboard.
That sounds painful.
Chain of events.
Yeah, because I can tell you, they will happen like that. We had a bull red. I had some guys, they were checking the bait on a rod, and I threw it out, you know, and then they were like, I said, well, just, you know, you can pick it up and, you know, and you can feel the drag if you want to and all that stuff. And he did. He didn't stick it back in the rod holder very good. And I had a man sitting on that seat on the back of the boat. Next thing I know, bull red got on that rod, jerked it out of the rod holder because it wasn't down in the rod holder all the way. And that guy leaned over, grabbed it, fell against the motor, but he saved the pole and we got the fish.
That's funny. But, you should have a show on losing rods.
Yeah, I know. We almost lost that one. But, and that was kind of expensive rod and reel, too, you know, the fishing for bull reds out there. It wasn't one of my small spinners. But
I'm going to take my daughter out. I bought a bigger, you know, bait caster like we talked about, and I'm going to take her out, buy some crabs, and see if we can hook her up with something big.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. How much, what kind of line you got on your bait caster?
20.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, 35.
35. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's yeah. better. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a nice little Corrado you showed me the other day.
God, I wish I could cast the dang thing.
Yesterday morning. You'll get used to it.
I'm getting better.
I just can't take, you know, a lot of people out there. I'll be spending all day, you know, trying to undo backlashes, you know, like that would, if I take too many of those out there.
Well, they're expensive, too. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't, you know. Well, I have insurance on all my equipment on my boat,
uh-huh.
So it works out pretty good, because if you broke it, you're buying me a new one.
Sign the waiver.
Tell people that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to, because this tackle's not cheap, you know, and if the EPA gets their way, you know, about stopping the lead fishing equipment, I mean, a lot of people don't realize what that means, but, you know, there's lead in the guides on fishing poles. There's lead in all the reels. There's lead coatings in the reels. There's leads in some topwater lures. You're talking about having to throw everything away and start over. See, people think about the EPA stopping the lead in fishing equipment. They think, well, I can't buy a lead sinker no more. That's not everything lead's in. If you'll notice, when you buy a rod and reel, if you buy a rod, you'll look at it, and, you know, the little things on it will say, you know, caution in California. This has been known to cause, you know, the lead in this has been known to cause cancer in California or whatever. You know, that's,
I'll fix them.
That's in it.
I'm going to use spark plugs.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
Everything in California causes cancer.
So. Yeah. Well, I think the government in California causes it too. Hey, I appreciate you calling back, Bill. It's good to hear from you.
All right.
And I was glad to see you out there yesterday. Glad to see you getting some fishing done.
Yeah, glad you got out, Bill, and off the highway and back on the water.
There you go. Out of the River Styx into the Jacksonville waterways.
That's it.
There you go.
Thanks for a good show.
A lot prettier scenery, too. All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. And 222-8255. We've got one more segment to go through, so give us a call if you like. We'll be back after this.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We'll remind everybody to get on keepamericafishing.org. Make your comment before June the 18th, about the red snapper fishery. So, JJ, what do you want to do when you get over? Do you want to be a baseball player?
Yeah, that, and I want to fish more, too.
You want to fish more? Well,
Sport fishing.
I think we all want to do that, too. It might sound crazy, but I'd like to fish more.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be out there 6 days a week, but I don't get to fish. So
right.
That's why I said I'd like to fish more.
Yeah. That's the bad part about being a charter captain.
Yeah.
You've got to take care of your customers.
Yeah, if you turn it into a job, if the weather's good, you're fishing. You're working, instead of fishing. So I get to the point, I think the last time I really got out and enjoyed fishing is when we went sheephead fishing that day. Got Ted Hartman and Chris and myself and went out there. And the day he caught a pompano on a fiddler.
Yeah, and, at the rocks.
Yeah. And then we went up and caught a few trout.
Pompano almost caught me running through the motor like that.
So how long ago was that? Several weeks.
When we did that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was back a ways.
About a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been several weeks.
Glad I know how an outboard motor lower unit is built. Otherwise, that fish would have had me. I knew how to get him out of the between that prop and that trim tab. So that was a good pomp too. He of course I had him on really light line. He took off and started running good.
Yeah,
right through the outboard motor at first.
Yeah, he was really wanting to get underneath that.
Yeah, thing. He was. He hammered that fiddler too.
A pomp is kind of like a jack. They put up a good fight.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah,
they do.
Wow.
Can you imagine having a big 25-30 pound permit fight down the keys on a light spinner on a flats?
Yeah, I've never caught a permit.
Me either.
I know they catch them up here in the surf sometimes, but I've never caught one.
Yeah, yeah, they're very sporty. I've watched people battling them on video. Uh-huh. Yeah, their first run, they're smoking fast.
Yeah, I was trying to look at my book here and see when that was. Good gracious!
Oh, that.
See when it was that day, but I have to look back later on.
I remember.
It's been over a month now. Looks like, but anyway, I'd like to try to get out there and see if sheephead are biting still here and there. And I mean, even though that's you don't catch a lot of them this time of the year, but that's one of the things I'd like to be able to try to find. You know, off and on all year, and
we used to see them. What's that up by Fort Georgia, Garden Creek?
Yeah.
We used to see them in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was April.
Well, that's a nice sheephead.
Even nicer on 4 pound test. He gave me a fit. I wouldn't recommend anybody going out sheep's head fishing on 4 pound line around the rocks in heavy current. It's not exactly how to do it, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yeah, I imagine.
Good sport.
Finding those things, like I was talking about, at the end of June, in July, when there's another crab hatch usually, is when I like to see them tailing on oyster beds. When that tide gets about a 4.8, or higher, you get enough water on top of the humped up oyster beds that the sheephead will get up there. And sometimes they'll stand straight up and down and just wave their tail at you, sticking out of the water 2 or 3 inches. At that period of time, you can take a Cajun Thunder with a short leader and put the smallest shrimp you got, on the hook. I say the smallest shrimp, but smallest live shrimp. I like to use a small live shrimp because if you use a big one, sometimes they just bite him in half and go on about their business.
Yeah.
But use that small shrimp, usually take the whole thing, get the hook in their mouth. But when we see him tailing like that, a good thing is, some people will throw right on him. Of course, he's kind of gone, But if you can throw it out past them and just ease it over to them, usually you can get them.
Right.
But I love to see them in there. And I know we were in Mud Creek one time. The sheephead had gotten in there so thick at this one point. We hadn't had very much rain, and the water was just like so clear. But we got up in there, and Mud Creek is right there off of Fort George Inlet. So, I mean, it was not far off the ocean at all.
Good oysters in there.
Yeah, and the water was so green in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we sit there at one point and caught and counted 13 tails at one time sticking out of the water. Because that right bank's just nothing but oyster beds.
It is,
right.
It's carpeted.
For like 80, 90 feet out from the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when we pulled in there and looked in, I said, okay, I'm going to turn the motor off, get the trolling motor down. We're going to sit here and see where because sometimes they'd be up toward the bend. Sometimes they'd be in the middle, So, but anyway, we're sitting there and then, probably 5, 6, 7 minutes after we shut the motor down, we're just sitting there, hadn't moved the trolling motor or anything. You see the tail start popping up,
yeah.
And I mean, it was like just amazing how many was in there. And we only caught like 8 that day, but catching 8 sheep's head in a creek in the summertime is pretty good, actually.
Did you get them to come off of those? Did you get them to come off those oysters?
Yeah, like I say, you want to. It doesn't seem like the Cajun Thunder float bothers them,
mm-hmm.
But you have a short leader because you don't want the shrimp to come down and go in between the oyster shells.
Right.
You want to keep it up above. It just gets hung up, So what I usually do is put anywhere from about an 8-inch or so leader on it, something mm-hmm. that'll get the shrimp below the float, enough that the float doesn't spook them.
Yeah,
and enough also that he can pull the float down. Now, a lot of times when they're on top of the oyster beds, they don't pull the floats down. what they do is they'll pull them sideways, you know, and then you'll see him, and you still want him to keep going with the thing before you set the hook on him, you know, because they'll take that shrimp in. Usually, you know, they might have half the shrimp in their mouth or something like that, and let him just kind of move on off with it. I usually tell people let him move at least about 6 or 8 feet, you know, before you try to get him. But you know, having up on top of the oyster beds, and sometimes what they'll do is they'll move sideways, and then when the oyster bed drops off, then the float will go down. But it really doesn't go down like a redfish or trout hit it. It doesn't just boom and the float's gone. It's amazing to watch that float. It'll just kind of, you know, you've seen like war movies, see submarines, how they kind of slowly go under the water as they're moving.
Right.
That's what it does.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, it doesn't just take off and loop and it's gone, you know. And so you kind of have to really be patient, because when that thing starts moving, everybody won't set the hook right then.
Right.
You know. But I tell them, you know, if it goes down, once that float disappears, then he's pretty well got it, you know.
Yeah, I tell you, you want to see some examples of good oyster beds, that's the place to go, right up in there.
There's another creek just past there on the left, just past Horseshoe Creek. You know where Horseshoe Creek is in there?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, up there around Horseshoe, there's some serious oysters.
Yeah, and then the creek past Horseshoe, there's a great area in there, too. If you go in there, it goes in at an angle back toward the southwest. Then you go down and make the turn to the right, and then that right bank has a bunch of humped-up oyster beds that is up in the grass. You can see the grass islands, and they'll get in there, too, pretty good.
Yeah.
There's something about that area closer to Fort George and Nassau that the sheep's head like more so than, like, over by Hannah Mills, by, like, say, the boat ramp and those areas. Now, we do catch them in those creeks, too, at times, but there's just something about... I don't know if it's probably cleaner water.
Yeah, it's the cleaner water.
Yeah. Yeah, because that water's pretty green up there when it's coming in.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, because weren't we talking one time about the difference in the north jetty and south jetty on the clarity of the water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and even though the south jetty is always dirtier, that's still, believe it or not, my favorite sheephead area. I mean, that's where we caught most of the ones when we went out there that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we caught pompano and all.
Yeah, we got them fired up that day. We had to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually should have had more than what we had, but we lost several of them, you know. But that happens, sheep's head.
You can tell there weren't that many of them, because we'd catch a few, and then it would shut down. We'd move down a little bit, catch a few more.
Yep. So. Well, I think the population. I think what they're doing in July the 1st goes down to 8 per person. I think that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
I really do.
Because
have you ever caught mini sheephead? JJ?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Like this big.
Those small ones?
Yeah, it was pretty.
They are pretty when they're small.
Yeah.
They got those definite stripes.
Silver and black.
Very distinct.
I like the color on their face, so to speak, on the top of their head right there. It's a little different, too.
When they get big, they get scary looking.
Yeah, they get ugly.
But Ken and Chris and JJ, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us here.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. Appreciate you coming in, doing the show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And be sure to tune in for Ask an Attorney. All About Florida Law, coming on next. And I'll be back next week, same time, same station. Appreciate everybody tuning us in.